and on every hand aid came to the student. Now everyone realized that he had a share, whether he was rich or whether he was poor. There was something that he must do in order to change the complexion of our city. The day that the students went to jail, bail was raised for every one of them. $50,000 worth of bail came in from mortgaging of property. And then when the officers of the court said that they would have to have cash for much of the bail, the moneyed men of the city came to offer their resources. Every Negro lawyer in the city came to the aid of the students. Without cost, they offered their services in order to do their part. Thousands of townspeople entered the downtown area to protest the manipulation of laws. Voting took on new meaning. More Negroes registered in one day than ever before in the history of Nashville. As a result, the mayor's favorite candidate, a person sure to be elected, was not re-elected. And the general feeling of dignity and self-respect has come into everyone's life. We are together now in Nashville, town and gown, rich and poor, merchant and people, Negroes and whites, together, men of goodwill. Nashville will never be the same again. At 5:30 in the morning, a dynamite blast wrecked the home of Negro Councilman Z. Alexander Luby, severely damaged an adjoining residence and destroyed property along the block on both sides of the street. The 62-year-old attorney and NAACP leader and his wife, asleep in a back bedroom, escaped injury. Attorney Luby said he will continue the defense of the students.
Mayor, we the students and townspeople of all racial expressions of our city of Nashville have come from every section in order to speak to you here today. Nearly 4,000 of us have marched from the city limits to the city hall, and others have driven to this place to deplore the bombing of the home of our city councilman and fighter for civil rights, attorney Alexander Luby. We feel, Mayor, that you've ignored the moral issues in the city and movement. You've been out of town making speeches during the crisis in our city. Your biracial committee has issued a statement that is based on a policy of segregation, and in it is encouraged a trial period. We do not feel that American Christians living in the 20th century could ever accept segregation as a policy. Furthermore, we are not on trial. What we ask are our rights as human beings. You have not spoken out concerning the statement, although it has not been accepted by students, Nashville Christian Leadership Council, or the merchants of our city. We have been here on this plaza of the courthouse under your office window twice before. We have received no reply. We are here to ask that you take decisive action. Use the moral weight of your office to end this impasse in favor of democracy and human decency.
President Vivian, I want you to know that as all good citizens of Nashville, I deplore the bombing of Attorney Luby's home, and that we are going to do everything in our power to bring justice. But Reverend Vivian, I want you to know that I resent to the bottom of my soul the implications of your statement. Look at my record. It stands for my good faith that I have done everything possible to maintain good race relations in Nashville.
Do you agree that to discriminate against any human being solely on the basis of his race or color is unjust and wrong?
The question of morality is not at issue here. Of course I agree that segregation is wrong.
As mayor of Nashville, do you appeal to its citizens to end this evil of racial segregation?
I appeal to everybody in Nashville, every good citizen, to end segregation. This nation, the merchants that run the downtown lunch counters are private individuals, and I cannot tell them how to run their businesses.
But is it your desire that the downtown lunch counters be
desegregated.
Yes, it is my desire. They should be desegregated.
Diane Nash has something that she wants to tell you.
Fellow students, it's been 3 months since our very first sit-in. If we reflect for just a moment over those last 3 months, we will find that they've been very eventful. We'll also remember that during this time, there's been room for every emotion of which a human being is capable. There have been those moments of joy, of fear, of tears, of anxiety, of sorrow, of weakness, of strength. And we'll also remember how it took the cooperation of so many people and so many elements, most of all, love. We'll see that during this time we've been in jail, we've been involved in the sit-ins, of course, and there's been the great response of the entire Negro community, where thousands of people have joined together in a selective buying campaign to illustrate overtly the fact that they don't like segregation and they won't support it. The Negroes of Nashville are going to do one more thing. Tomorrow, they're going to eat downtown on a fully equal basis. And now we all know Marion Barry.
Thank you, Diane. Although we have several counters open downtown, and you can say that we have won a partial victory, the struggle has not and must not end here. We must remember that only the first chapter has been written. Let us all promise ourselves that we would do, as Martin Luther King said when he was here, walk together, children, don't you get weary. Walk together, children, don't you get weary.
Finally, we will have to say that our victory in Nashville has come from the use of a method, Christian nonviolence, passive resistance. Some persons have called it civil disobedience, but we feel it is not disobedience to the highest courts of our land. It is a matter of moral obedience. One student has called it passive insistence. The students who became the magnificent leaders of the Student Advisory Committee in our city were trained in the method and the insights that are a part of Christian nonviolence. If they had not withstood the spitting, the cursing, the burning cigarette butts on their backs, being kicked and clobbered without retaliating in any other way than with forgiveness and love, the story in Nashville would have not have been the same. Now the law has been effective here, but the victory came without the court's decree. It was not a matter of law, it was the matter of the method that we used. The economic withdrawal did not bring the conclusion to this matter. The merchant said that 3 months ago, this town was not ready for integration, but your sit-in movement has made it ready. The method of passive resistance has made both Negroes and whites grow inside, walk straighter, and live without the workings of prejudice and segregation silently gnawing away at their souls. The story of passive resistance has become the story of love in Southland, USA. Passive resistance has made both of us realize that all of us are part of this social evil. That as Negroes, we have been acquiescing before an evil system. We have cooperated with it. But now we have changed and we will no longer cooperate with it. It has made the white people of this community realize that they have organized a system of evil that they cannot live with and still face themselves as decent human beings or bow down in churches and pray to their God. It has caused us to realize that we can begin to live together as brothers and out of it create a new South, out of it create a community of love. here and now in this city.
With a pride in the big South land.
Tell me, who was that walking?
walking.
Walk along together.
Tell me who's got a walking.
Walk along together.
Tell me who's got a walking. Walk along together. It was the good people of the big South land.
Yes, the people were angry, good and mad. There was too much evil, too much bad. Working hard all of their natural life, and all they got from working was hunger and strife. See the lynch rope swing, see the torches burn. The people say, wake up, it's time to learn.
Tell me who's that walking?
Walk along together.
Tell me who's that walking?
Walk along together.
Oh, tell me who's that walking? Walk along together. It was the good people of the big South Band.
I saw the people walking, walking two by two. What men can dream, men can surely do. If two can walk together along the way, a million can walk together one bright day. Yes, the people are angry, sore and afraid. They'll all walk together in a big parade. And all the good people all over this land will walk along together, walking hand in hand.
Tell me who is that walking?
Walk along together.
Tell me who is that walking?
Walk along together.
Oh, tell me who is that walking? Walk along together. It was the good people of the big South land.
And then,
doors all fastened and the windows pinned. Keep your hands on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your hands on that plow. Hold on. Keep on trudging down that road. For God's children, their heavy load. Keep your hands on that plow. Hold on. Keep on plowing, never look back. Keep your feet on the gospel track. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on, I'll be good till judgment falls. Why do you keep from going forth? Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on, when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. No one there will dare put me out. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on, hold on.
Daniel, deliver Daniel. Did my Lord deliver Daniel? Then what ought every man? He delivered Daniel from the lion's den, Jonah from the belly of the whale, and the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. Then what ought every man? Did my Lord deliver Daniel? Deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel. Did my Lord deliver Daniel? Then what ought every man? The moon went down in a purple stream, the sun forbade to shine, and every star did disappear. In Jesus' shall be mine. Did my Lord deliver Daniel? Deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel. Did my Lord deliver Daniel? Then one art of every man. Thank you.
one morning got an invitation to help Congress out in an investigation. Man came around and knocking at the door, gave me a paper that said, what for? Subpoena. Looking for un-Americans. Look in the mirror. Now, if you want an invite, here's what to do. You gotta talk for peace, sing it, too. Visit your neighbors, hear what they say. Before you know it, you're on your way, fair pay. Ride in style, first class. Well, you brush your hair and you dress real pretty. You got a date with the Un-American Committee. Take the stand, they swear you in. Old man Wood is wearing a grin. He thinks he's got you. Got a short memory. Can't recall what happened when they stuck a union label on his cantankerous investigation. Are you now, or have you ever been? Were you ever sympathetic or interested in? When did you start? How long did it last? Tell us all about your interesting past. Answer yes or no. Did you go to a meeting? Did you sign a petition? Did you ever hold an executive position? Did you make a speech, carry a card? Did you ever hold a conference in your backyard? Fifth Amendment. Now, they were asking questions, but we wouldn't buy it like those Union brothers did it. It was time for us to try it. Added up the facts and the figures, historical, and asked them a question which sounds a bit rhetorical. Mr. Wood, are you now or have you ever been a bastard? You don't have to answer that question if you think it might tend to incriminate you. Now, Mr. Wood, get out of your rut. Do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but? Well, Wood said he would, but we knew he wouldn't. And even if he would, well, he damn well couldn't. But that's Congress for you. Week in, week out, week all over. Now, Wood, he couldn't rest on his laurels. He tried his best to propose. He talked about Philbrick, Udenz, too. They're getting theirs. How about you? Now, I like chicken, I like duck, and I don't object to making a buck, but I ain't got wings and sure can't fly, and there's one bird that I won't buy, that stool pigeon. I'm strictly in the market for doves of peace. It is known that birds of a feather have a habit of flocking together, so listen, McCarran, Wood, and the rest, you can't use us to feather your nest, that's strictly for the birds. So here's the moral, without a doubt. If you want to be free, you've got to sing out. Sing it loud, sing it strong. People are singing a freedom song. That's my music, solid with a freedom beat. So keep singing and keep fighting.
I hear danger singing. I hear danger moan,
crying home by you.
Judge, he said, 3 days, I turned my head aside. 90 more years old, I hung my head and cried. I hear danger singing, I hear danger moan,
I'm on
fire. Ask me no cabin, could he stand to see me cry? Said no down black man, I'd rather see you die. I danger moan, I'm on fire. I danger singing, I danger moan,
I'm on fire.
Got a right who teach it to the crowd. There must be a showdown for all the lowdown, so they can stand up tall and proud. No Jim Crow laws no more, no chain gangs on the levee. Swanee Shore with no trees hanging heavy, so I can see the sky shining way up high. I've got a right to lift my head up, got a right to lift it way up high. 'Cause I've learned my lesson, now I'll hold my head high until the day I farmer saw the auction hammer. It was knocking down his home.
But the banks are made of marble, with a guard at every door. And the bolts are stuck with silver that the farmer sweated for.
I saw the seaman standing by the shore, and I heard the bosun saying, got no work for you no more.
But the banks are made of marble, with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the seamen sweated for.
I saw the weary miner rubbing coal from his back, and I heard his children crying, got no coal to heat the shack.
But the banks are made of marble, with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the miners pay for.
Throughout this mighty land, pray we'd get together and together make a stand.
Then we'd own the banks of marble, with a guard at every door, and we'd share the vaults of silver that we have sweated for.
Ten years to build.
worry, chain gang. Don't you worry, chain gang. Oh, for my mind.
Well, I always been in trouble, 'cause I'm a black-skinned man. Said I hear a white man lock me in the can. They took me to the stockade, wouldn't give me no trial. Judge said, you black boy, 40 years on the hard rock pile.
Trouble, trouble, sure won't make me stay. Trouble, trouble, they'll break you someday.
Coal and shackles from my head down to my knees, and that mean old keeper, he's all time kicking me. I went up to the walker and the head ball too. White folk, please see what you can do. Sheriff winked at the policeman, said, I won't forget you know how. You better come back and see me again, boy, about 40 years from now. Went back to the walker, looked at me and said, don't you worry about 40, 'cause in 5 years you'll be dead. Trouble, trouble, make me weep and moan. Trouble, trouble, every since I've gone.
Trouble, trouble, sure won't make me stay. Trouble, trouble, they'll break you someday.
Marching down freedom's road. Ain't nobody gonna stop me, nobody gonna keep me from marching down freedom's road. Hand me my gun, let the bugle go loud. I'm on my way with my head up proud. One objective I've got in view is to keep a hold of freedom for me and you. That's why I'm marching, yes, I'm marching, marching down freedom's road. Ain't nobody gonna stop me, nobody gonna keep me from marching down freedom's road. Ought to be plain as the nose on your face, there's room in this land for every race. Some folks think that freedom just ain't right. Those are the very people I want to fight. That's why I'm marching. Yes, I'm marching. marching down freedom's road. Ain't nobody gonna stop me, nobody gonna keep me from marching down freedom's road. Now Hitler may red hero, he too may raid. I'm going after freedom if it leads me to my grave. That's why I'm marching, yes I'm marching. I'm marching down freedom's road.
And I'll travel on. one of these old lonely ones on my brand new cotton dress, and it's full of holes, and it's full of holes. Yes, 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 this farmer takes the boll weevil that he put him in the eyes. Boll weevil said to the farmer, "You treat me mighty nice, and I'll have a home, and I'll have a home." If anybody should come along and ask you people who come for this town, tell them that Judy Ledbetter, he's done been here and gone. He's looking for a home. 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 He's looking for a home.
Let me look yonder. Let me look yonder. Let me look yonder. Where the sun done gone, time I can't hold them. Time I can't hold them. Time I can't hold them. The way I do, yes, ain't it got a gold mine. Ain't it got a gold mine. Ain't it got a gold mine. Way above a knee. Look a look yonder. Look a look yonder. Look a look yonder. Where the sun done gone, act is walking, act is walking, act is walking all day long. Chip is talking, chip is talking, chip is talking, babe, all day long. Look, look yonder, look, look yonder, look, look yonder, where the sun done gone, oh, like this. Dum-ba-lamb, oh, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, black bitty, had a baby. Dum-ba-lamb, black bitty, had a baby. Dum-ba-lamb, them things gon' pay. Dum-ba-lamb, them things gon' pay. Dum-ba-lamb, oh, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, oh, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, oh, big black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, oh, big black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, black bitty, had a baby. Dum-ba-lamb, black bitty, had a baby. Dum-ba-lamb, damn things gon' pay. Dum-ba-lamb, damn things gon' pay. Dum-ba-lamb, baby, wasn't none of mine. Dum-ba-lamb, baby, wasn't none of mine. Dum-ba-lamb, damn things gon' blind. Dum-ba-lamb, damn things gon' blind. Dum-ba-lamb, yeah, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, oh, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, black bitty, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, black bitty, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, look at here, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, look at here, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, jump steady, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, jump steady, black bitty. Dum-ba-lamb, last Monday, baby, I was arrested. On Tuesday, I was locked up in jail. On Wednesday, my trial was tested. On a Thursday, nobody couldn't go my bail. Yes, and more. Almost done. Yes, and more. Almost done. Yes, and more. Almost done. And I ain't gonna ring the yellow window bell. Last Monday, big, I went a-walking. Another man done gone, from the time to time, another man done gone. I didn't know his name. 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 He had a long thing on. He had a long thing on. He killed another man.
I don't know where I'm gone. 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 I'm gonna walk alone. I'm gonna walk your love. I'm gonna walk your love. I'm gonna walk your love. Sitting on the square. Next time I see him, he had a summer bed. Oh, Eva, yeah. Oh, Eva, everywhere. Oh,